Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Dehring. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Durham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Don Larson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. One out. Chuck Dehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehring strikes out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh takes first base on ball four. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marsh moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marsh tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Courtney moves to second. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Carrasquel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fridley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. Rivera moves to second. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler is walked intentionally. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Rivera scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Marsh strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fridley who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fridley. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 2 in the game. Deering hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kellard hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fridley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Courtney strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 2 in the game. Larson is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 3 in the game. Deering hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fridley. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kellert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fridley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Kellert moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.